A Sac County jailer was arrested. The finalists in the search for a new Carroll Community School District superintendent were announced, and two local communities were awarded a $100,000 grant from the Iowa Economic Development Authority. These stories and more coming up next. I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review. A jailer with the Sac County Sheriff's Office has been fired and arrested for allegedly buying and distributing a Schedule 4 controlled substance. Sac County Sheriff Ken McClure says their investigation revealed that 49-year-old Sarah Duncan of Lakeview had been purchasing tramadol overseas since last October for the purpose of resale here. Nothing uncovered during the investigation revealed any sale to inmates at the county jail. Duncan has been charged with a Class C felony on the distribution charge and with prohibited acts, a serious misdemeanor. An Odie Bolt man was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital after a two-car collision on Highway 5 near Knoxville Saturday morning. The Iowa State Patrol reports 33-year-old Christopher Miller was ejected from his vehicle after he sideswiped another car while attempting to pass. That impact threw the Miller vehicle into the guardrail, and it rolled several times. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education has announced the final candidates in their search for a new superintendent. Those finalists are Marty Fondley, Carroll's interim superintendent and former Algona superintendent, Dr. Casey Burlaw, shared superintendent at the Nottoway Valley and Cam School Districts, and Alan Miller, lead administrator at the Murray Community School Districts. Finalist interviews are scheduled for April 18th, and a superintendent is expected to be announced late that evening or the following day. Several local fire departments were dispatched to multiple reports of grass fires in the region on Monday. The Coon Rapids and Scranton Fire Departments responded to an out-of-control grass fire north of Coon Rapids. Glidden crews were dispatched to several controlled burns as well. The city of Manning was inundated with smoke Monday after winds blew a hazy cloud from a nearby fire into city limits. Controlled burns are expected to continue in the region, and individuals planning a burn are asked to contact local authorities before they begin. Lakeview and Coon Rapids have been awarded $100,000 from the Iowa Economic Development Authority to renovate buildings in the community's downtowns. They are two of 29 Iowa towns to receive a portion of $2.9 million in grants as part of the Community Catalyst Building Remediation Program. Coon Rapids will use its funding to convert a former seed company building, and Lakeview will use theirs to renovate the Moore building near the community's downtown. And that wraps up your Week in Review. Be sure to check us out through our social media pages during the week. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Just do a search for KCIM or through our website at carrollbroadcasting.com. I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review.